This is the Teen Titans Leverage AU, an oral notfic by Rena Jenkins.
And Opal Song.
I guess it's rated PG-13 for some possibilities of, you know, traumatic childhood past, along the lines of, you know, literally everyone in Leverage's traumatic childhood past.
Okay, so I have this whole thing on my phone about potential TimCon headcanons and plot bunnies and sadness that I don't have in my life that apparently this fandom hasn't picked up on yet.
Okay.
But Teen Titans, Young Justice-y, Leverage AU.
Okay.
Right? Leverage AU. There.
I somewhere in my stacks of paper had started plotting that. By the way.
Oh, God. Oh.
Where. Oh, what was it? I think Elliot was related to the Bat family somehow. Crap. Now I'm going to go find it. This is the worst because I found it just recently and I was like, what is this? Oh, my goodness. What is this? And then I put it away and now I don't know where it is. Otherwise, I would get it out. I had like. So I'm not very good at like plot stuff. Like. Especially, like, twisty, like, cons. Like, okay. Leverages. So I was trying to plot out a con, and I was really, really bad at it.
But if you want me to give you the backstory on how these are all slightly darker, slightly more criminal, slightly more morally ambiguous Teen Titans who have a Leverage-style problem-solving set.
Oh my goodness,
I can tell you
do
all
it.
About that.
Do it.
I can tell
do
you
it.
All about that.
Do okay. it. Okay.
All right. So basically, we're taking everybody's canon and making it a little bit darker, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make them be in that area where this is a morally acceptable thing for them. Also, I would love to read the story where the Super Family versus the Bat Clan has a discussion of morality and how they solve problems. And just, like, why the fuck Batman's, like, ends justify the means and Superman's like, no, we must be the best of everything! And where the hell that came from. But that's not this. Okay, so Tim is a little more criminal. He's equally obsessive about the, you know, something picks up my fancy and I become the superhero sidekick, whatever. But he's a little more criminal. Maybe he's Selina Kyle's, or maybe he picks up from Jason. You know, he's got that sort of moral ambiguity there. He's a little bit better at being the thief. He's got the criminal background, he's got the bendy fucking bendiness. He likes hanging out in air vents, and also he likes jumping over laser beams.
He also, if I can break in, everybody does a bit of conning in the Leverage show.
Yes.
Like, everybody does a bit of, like, the grifting, right?
Yes.
Tim, I feel like Tim would also be a very good grifter, because he likes the
He likes
disguises.
Wearing other people's personalities.
Yes. Exactly.
He basically, the problem with Tim is that he would fit every single Leverage space. He's a team leader dude. He's good at punching people. He's good at, I mean, it's more Dick, I guess, than Tim, but he's good at the hacking thing. He's got the computer skills. Tim doesn't need a Leverage team. He is the Leverage team.
Yeah.
But
in any case, in
if
this case,
him,
he's the thief.
I like him as the thief. I like him as maybe a little bit, like, want, take, have. He's a big fan of Faith's methodologies there. And then for Khan, I feel like he's very, instead of getting decanted early, he, you know, got hatched in his tube and he got raised by Cadmus. So he's very, they have him as their weapon, and he's following the party line, and they hire him out. You know?
Okay.
Because Cadmus is a sketchy scientist thing, and they're all about, we need to make our rent money back, because we spent it on coffee and clone supplies. So they, okay, we've got this super-powered guy, we may as well hire him out to be a heavy hitter for unscrupulous people who don't mind having not technically legally sentient beings as their payroll, you know? So Khan's got a lot of, I go where you point me. And he's got that Elliot pre-meeting-everyone vibe. Like, Elliot, when he was still working for Moreau,
Right.
You're my boss. I go where you put me because you have my loyalty. And I'm not really making... If I'm going to be pointed, I may as well be pointed by you as opposed to anybody else. I'm not self-determining.
Right.
So, Tim and Khan meet up on a job. Khan's been hired out as the muscle. Tim is there to take something that he feels like having. And then they end up, Tim's like, you know what? I want take have. I'm taking you too. And he takes Khan.
So are they working together on that? Or do they happen to meet?
I feel like Khan is security staff for rich person, whatever. I don't know as many of the Gotham bad guys as I should. And Khan is, you know, I'm on your staff and I'm at this location at the same time that Tim is also running a job on this person.
Okay, okay.
And then Tim's like, time to book it. And also, I'm taking this guy with me.
Right, okay.
And then they're already like, so they're that pair. And then Khan's like, well, if I have to be pointed by somebody and Cadmus isn't coming back for me, well then Tim will be my, you know, targeting system. And then they're adorable and thieves together.
Yay!
But also, like, just, like, Tim is not really quite leveragey, but Tim teaching Khan how to be a person
would right. be adorable. Right, yeah. Yeah.
So many Tim teaching Khan how to be a person feels. And then eventually, like, they're a team, and then you've got the other Teen Titans people being, like, I feel like Vic, obviously, is the hacker person, because Cyborg.
Right.
And then, Raven was my favorite, like, super favorite. I don't know, Raven or Sapphire, somebody has to be the other, like, we need girls in this AU.
Yes.
So Raven and Sapphire can also be part of the team, and then they end up working for something, but basically the idea is they're a team of morally bankrupt people who have also become arbiters of justice, and I love them to pieces. I've mostly fleshed out the Tim Khan parts, and not everybody else's.
They happen in there somewhere.
They
happen.
They weren't ever planning to really be a team. And right. Tim and Khan are like, well, we're a duo, but we're not really used to working with people.
Right.
And Khan's got all sorts of, when I work with people, they treat me badly and leave me in the care of Kingpin or something. No, Kingpin is a Marvel guy. Who's a bad guy who runs crime in DC? The Penguin?
Penguin.
All right, they leave me in the care of the Penguin, and I don't like it because it's always cold there. Something. Right. So Tim is like, I work best alone because I am small and stealthy and bendy, and I like
and getting I was away. And I was taught to work alone.
Yes, yes, very much that. And then, like, I just like the idea of Tim kidnapping Khan and being like, I'm taking you too.
Yay.
And then eventually they become the Teen Titans because they all, you know, they have a similar origin story to Leverage where everybody's pissed off at the same guy, whatever. And then they become a family and it's beautiful.
Yay.
But mostly, I like this idea of them all being like, maybe not criminal masterminds, but we're the sketchy side of town. We're the criminal underbelly side of town. And suddenly we're the, you know, we're going after bad guys. And the Justice League is like, shit, I hate this. Because technically they're taking out the bad guys, but they're also shitty. And I don't want to, you know, and the Justice yeah. League can't endorse them. But.
Yeah.
So, like, then Clark gets really constipated because he can't support their methodologies, but they are taking bad guys off the street.
Right.
And Batman's like, well, the ends justify the means, and once they've gotten rid of the bad guys, then we can get rid of these guys. Mm. Or something. And it's just very lovely and wonderful, and nobody's written that. And there's a reason I don't write things, and I just headcanon them on Twitter. Which is, I'm not sure where the story would go from here.